Rise and Shine, everyone. Good morning. How's it going out there? Well, I'm Amy, and it's time for Amy's Kids Show. And it's winter time right now. I am live in the studio, and outside the window, I can see some snow, and the trees are bare, and ooh, it was very chilly last night. So maybe you're wondering, like I'm wondering, what are the wild creatures doing at this time of year? What kinds of wild creatures are out there this time of year? Well, this morning while I was eating my breakfast, I happened to see a squirrel run by on the tree. Actually, I knew it was there. It caught my eye because I saw the tree moving. Just one of the trees that I was looking at was moving, and I looked, and there was a squirrel climbing up the tree, bending it as it ran, you know. So the tree was moving, and there's this big fluffy squirrel running around amongst the ice crystals that were on the tree branches. They looked all like diamonds this morning on all the tree branches, little drops of ice, rain that froze there yesterday and has been there since. So we have squirrels. I bet there are other things out there too. What do you think? Have you seen any out there? I heard some crows on the way in, and we may have a visitor coming in a little bit too to help us understand how the animals are living through the winter out there. How are they doing? And what are they up to? It's a nice time of year to see tracks in the snow and know who's been coming through your yard. So maybe that's something that you can do today, is go out and look for the tracks. Well, let's see what kinds of creatures we're going to run into today on Amy's Kids Show. We've got some amazing music coming up. We're going to take a walk in the woods. We're going to meet some animals. Which ones are we going to meet? Well, I was brainstorming with a friend over the past couple days. Which forest creatures do you think we would run into this time of year if we were out there in the woods? What do you think? Did anybody think of an owl? Well, they're going to be a special feature today. And how about rabbits? Well, where there are owls, there probably are rabbits, or vice versa. I'm not sure. Anyway, which came first? Well, I know what comes first in my world. You do. You are amazing, and I'm so glad you're joining me this morning on Amy's Kids Show. Remember that you're the greatest. We're just going to start out with that today. You are the greatest, and here we go. Let's have some fun.
We'll go walking in the woods, walking in the woods. There's so many things to see. When we go walking in the woods, in the middle of winter when the snow is deep and all the trees have lost their leaves, we'll see the sun up high in the sky and all the pretty clouds passing us by. We'll go walking in the woods, walking in the woods. There's so many things to see. When we go walking in the woods, in the early spring when the crocus bloom, we'll go and search for the fiddlehead fern. Walking in the woods, walking in the woods, there's so many things to see. When we go walking in the woods, in the hot, hot summer when there is no shade, we'll find a path the deer have made. Follow it down to a babbling brook with a blanket and a teddy and a picture book. Walking in the woods, walking in the woods, there's so many things to see. When we go walking in the woods, colors all aglow. Orange, red, and yellow too, falling down on me and you. Walking in the woods, walking in the woods, there's so many things to see.
Boys and girls, we're gonna do the tree in the woods. Is everybody ready? Here we go. All in a woods there was a tree, the finest tree you ever did see. The tree was in the woods and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. On that tree there was a limb, the finest limb you ever did see. The limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And on that limb there was a branch, the finest branch you ever did see. The branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And on that branch branch there was a nest, the finest nest you ever did see. The nest was on the branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And in that nest there was an egg, the finest egg you ever did see. The egg was in the nest was on the branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And in that egg there was a bird, the finest bird you ever did see. The bird was in the egg was in the nest was on the branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And on that bird there was a wing, the finest wing you ever did see. The wing was on the bird was in the egg was in the nest was on the branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And on that wing there was a feather, the finest feather you ever did see. The feather was on the wing was on the bird was in the egg was in the nest was on the branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around.
Teach you a song, and the reason I'm going to teach you this song is because I don't know it myself yet, so let's all learn it together. This is a very cute song. This is a song that comes from Scotland originally. Now, you know, in Scotland sometimes the Scottish people pronounce words in a slightly different way, even though it's English. For example, they might say, instead of the word crows, you know, the bird crows, they'll say craw instead of crow. Or they might say ah instead of all. Or they might say wah instead of wall. And so on. And this song is three craws sat upon the wall. Sat upon the wall. Sat upon the wall. Three craws sat upon the wall on a cold and frosty morning. Except that the Scottish people like to do this. Instead of saying, I know you learned it in school. That's why I want to learn it. Now, instead of saying crows and frosty, they sometimes they take their R's and they roll them. They say, on a cold and frosty morning. Can you do that? You can't? Well, I'll do it then. Let's everybody do the chorus. All right, three crows. Three crows sat upon the wall. Sat upon the wall. Sat upon the wall. Sat upon the wall on a
morning. The first crow couldn't find his ma, couldn't find his ma, couldn't find his ma. The first crow couldn't find his ma on a cold and frosty morning. Now the second crow, well, the second crow couldn't find his pa, couldn't find his pa, couldn't find his pa. The second crow couldn't find his pa on a cold and frosty morning. Well, the third crow ate the other twa, ate the other twa, ate the other twa. The third crow ate the other twa on a cold and frosty morning. Now there were three crows. Guess what happened to the fourth crow? Well, the fourth crow was not there at all, was not there at all, was not there at all. The fourth crow was not there at all on a cold and frosty morning.
people say the rabbit's dancing the night time. People say the rabbit's dancing the glade. In the daytime they hide in the bramble shade. But in the night time they are not afraid. I would like to see them dancing in the forest. What a pretty thing, rabbits in the moonlight, dancing in a ring.
Can you dance like a rabbit in the moonlight? Let's see.
Sitting in the chair is you. There's a nose at the end of a snout of a dog with his head out the window of a car that's driving away from the tree. And at the top of a tree there's a house, and in the house there's a room, and in the room there's a chair, and in the chair is you. There's a plan to eat the house in the mind of a mouse in the woods, and the mouse in the woods has a smell that's detected by the nose at the end of a snout of a dog, and the dog has his head out the window of a car, and the car is driving away from the tree. And at the top of a tree there's a house, and in the house there's a room, and in the room there's a chair, and in the chair is you. There are no more potato chips left in the empty bag in your hand, and the crumpling sound of the empty bag makes the mice get mad, and when the mice get mad it leads to a plan to eat the house, and the plan's in the mind of the mouse in the woods, and the mouse in the woods has a smell that's detected by the nose at the end of a snout of a dog, and the dog has his head out the window of a car, and the car is driving away from the tree. And at the top of a tree there's a house, and in the house there's a room, and in the room there's a chair, and in the chair is you. And the reason there are no more chips in the empty bag in your hand is that the crumpling sound of the empty bag makes the mice get mad, which leads to a plan to eat the house. But just in time, the dog arrives to give to the mouse the potato chips that you took from the bag and gave to the dog to deliver to the mouse, so the mouse would not eat you.
Welcome back, folks. Did you have fun walking in the woods with me? Well, guess who I ran into? I was taking a little walk in the woods behind the station while all that great music was playing. And guess who I ran into? Our friend Sherry, who brought us the Cosmic Cats last time. Hi, Sherry.
Hello. You found me again.
I found you again. Yes. I love the way you say that. And you found us here at the station. Wow. You were out walking in the woods, too.
It's an honor to be in here warming my hands because it was quite chilly in the woods this morning.
Oh, yeah. It is wintertime here in Vermont right now.
It is, and I was on snowshoes, which was wonderful.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so snowshoes, that gets you way out in the woods so you can really see who's out there, right?
In the woods where no other humans go.
Oh, yeah. No other humans, but that does not mean nobody, right? Who else is out there, Sherry?
Well, in the winter, everything's pretty quiet. But one thing that is a sure thing in the woods that makes noise is the crows and the ravens.
Oh, yes. My friends, you know, I saw three crows as I was coming past into the station today. They were right there saying good morning. I love to say good morning to them.
They are so smart and they have really good memories. So I guess people can have good relationships with them. That's what I've heard.
I feel like I know my crow neighbors and they know me. They really seem to know me.
Yes, absolutely. And they remember people. Mm. And they remember our energy. So if we're putting out negative vibes, they'll remember that and stay away from us next time.
Oh.
But if we're friendly to them and say hello, it's possible that they might come back and get a little more friendly with you and come closer and closer.
Oh, right, because I've been trying to figure out how they know me, because they can't really see my face so much, you know, from up in the air. And I'm always wearing different things, different times of the year. So that must be it. They see my energy field or something.
Yeah. And they remember little things. They have very good eyesight. So they'll remember glasses or, you know, your hair.
My boots, which I do wear 9 months out of the year. Well, and I do have some sounds. Do we want to check out some crows and ravens?
I would love that. I want to say something about the difference between crows and ravens, because they look alike from a distance. You know, they're both big black birds, kind of shaped the same. But they are different. And one of the ways that we can tell the difference between them from a distance is the sounds that they make. And, you know, crows kind of caw, caw, which we're going to hear in a minute. And then ravens have a very gravelly, you know, a more gravel to their calls.
Oh, cool. Because, you know, I've even tried to look it up for the kids show, because I've done a few episodes on crows because I do love them and there's so many great stories. But the research, like a lot of researchers actually, I guess, are putting out false information that they're the same thing, basically. You know, I mean, they just kind of like write it off, like don't even bother trying to tell the difference. I've actually read that over and over, which I found surprising. So I'm excited for today to tease apart and learn something new, expand our understanding. So let's see. We do have some recordings. Let's see if you guys can hear this out there. Hold on. Okay, so this is a murder of crows.
Of course, a group of crows is called a murder, as Amy just said. And hear how they're all cawing, caw, caw, caw.
What are they talking about, do you think?
Crows are very social, so they're probably just chatting with one another and, you know, enjoying their social time.
Yeah, my favorite thing this time of year is to watch them all come back at sunset to their... where they're roosting. Usually sometimes in Barrie or Montpelier, you can see them heading to their roosting spots. That's where I tend to see them. I mean, I'm sure they're everywhere, but that's where a huge, huge murder lives over the winter. And it's just, when they come back, they all are talking, probably about their day, you know. Well, great. So those are crows. All right, guys. Boy, I want to come back and visit them again. That was cool. And let's hear if we can hear the difference with a raven.
Oh, it sounds like the wind. Ooh. Hear the difference?
Yeah.
It's like a guttural.
Almost more like a buzzard or an owl in a way, you know, kind of more of a distinct.
And ravens don't gather in big groups like crows do.
Okay, more loners.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll see two ravens together, but usually you just hear one cawing like this.
That is beautiful. So I know I've heard both, but I'm going to have to... I was assuming they were the same thing. I'll have to tease it apart more.
And up close, they look different. Of course, we don't see them that close. Their beaks are shaped differently.
Ooh, tell us about that.
The ravens have kind of a bigger, more curved beak. And they have... ravens have a little bit of a beard... and ravens are bigger. And I actually have a story about ravens that an older lady who lives in Cabot, Vermont, told me one time. She was out hanging laundry on her clothesline, and there was a raven in a tree looking down at her, watching her the whole time.
And it felt, you know, she felt strange because, you know, she knew this raven was watching her every move as she hung all the clothes. So she finished up. She went in the house. And she saw movement out of the corner of her eye, out of one of her windows. And she looked out, and the raven had come, swooped down, and took every single clothespin off her laundry.
Every single one? Holy moly.
Yes, that's how intelligent they are. That raven was watching her, you know, how she was doing the clothespins.
Wow.
And came down and picked them all off.
And kind of for no other reason but to just try it.
Mm-hmm.
And prove mm-hmm. they could, you know, to themselves.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't imagine they had anything against this woman.
No, she forgave them because she thought it was so amazing.
So amazing. That's a story, right? It turns an ordinary hanging laundry day into, like, something you'll never forget.
Right.
That's
right.
Worth it.
Right.
Worth rehanging the laundry. And it didn't come back and take the laundry back down, right?
That's all I heard. I don't know what the follow-up was.
Yeah. She bought a dryer. No.
Right.
Oh, no, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow, so they are super smart.
They are. And I've seen ravens come down to a compost pile, you know, to they're kind of scavengers. They'll come down. I've seen them pick up whole eggs and just swallow eggs whole.
Oh, my.
Which is pretty amazing.
What kind of eggs?
There are eggs that I had put out onto the compost pile, on the open compost pile.
Ah.
Because I didn't know if the eggs were still good.
Right.
The ravens didn't care.
And they ate them. Oh, my goodness. So they are big.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they would be alone this time of year. Is that what you're saying? Not so much, not in big groups at night, like the crows all get together in murders.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that might be a better a way for me to tell, too, what's living near my house, if they really are crows or ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe both.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have as good of eyesight, you know.
That's why it's good to listen to the sounds, so great. You can recognize them that way.
Yeah. Oh, fantastical. So, like, what other creatures have you been seeing out there?
Oh, gosh. Well, the bears are hibernating, so I haven't seen any bears lately. But I did see an owl the other day.
Oh.
A barred owl, which is a rare treat to see in the daytime.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just hang out in the high branches of trees. And, of course, barred owls are very camouflaged, you know, as to not be able to see them very well. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's another reason we don't see them very often, is because they're camouflaged and we just pass them over. But I got to see one recently. I just looked up and there it was.
There it was.
And it looked like it was resting. It had its eyes closed.
Nice. Nice. And so they sleep during the day, right? And come out at...
They're nocturnal. Yes, mm-hmm. They hunt at night. That's why they have those big, giant eyes.
Mm.
Because they can see in the dark.
Ah.
And that's why sometimes people are afraid of owls. Because owls are so active at night and we can't see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just had a song just before, while we were out in the woods when I found you, probably. This song was playing about rabbits dancing in the moonlight.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
I love how you can see rabbit tracks in the wintertime.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're you can see how they're running, and their front legs are like behind their back legs when they're running. It's really, when they land, it's a cute little footprint that they leave.
Oh, they're adorable.
Yeah.
And in the mountains of Vermont, we have snowshoe hares,
ooh,
which are a treat to see because they turn white in the wintertime.
Mm. Hmm. Beautiful. Have you seen any of those around your place?
Yes, I see them quite often, actually.
Yeah.
Because I live in the deep forest and with very, very few people around. And so they're not as frightened to come out, you know, and be seen.
And dance.
Yes.
Like we just learned they do.
Yes. And the snowshoe hares are quite large.
Mm.
And they're beautiful in the winter. And then in the summer and fall, they're kind of brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so rabbits, anything else?
Well, I haven't seen any coyotes, but I heard them.
Did you?
I heard them two nights ago.
So they're there.
They are there.
Yeah.
And they tend to make noises together, you know, and they howl and squeal and...
They have a lot to say.
They do. They're very loud. Mm-hmm. You can hear them across the mountain valleys. They're so loud, they're probably further away than we think they are.
Right. Yeah, my cat is always on alert when
yes.
we hear the coyotes.
Me too. I'm on alert.
You too.
Because I don't want them near my cat.
Oh, well, here. We're going to take a little break. We're going to do a shout out for some bears. And we'll be right back with Sherry. Thank you for joining us, guys. Okay, folks, so we took a little break with the bears, and we're back here with Sherry.
Hello.
Hello. And we're talking about the creatures, the wild forest creatures.
Yes, and I was telling folks about hearing the coyotes, and that made me think of something that happened with a coyote one time when I lived in the deep, deep, even deeper forest than I live now. In a cabin. And one night, I heard a coyote coming up the trail towards my cabin, and it was barking, you know, the whole way. Just like that, like a dog. Like every step it took, it made a noise, and it went right by my cabin, and then just kept barking. And then the next day, I found what's called scat. Do you know what scat is?
We did talk about scat on Amy's Kids Show about a year ago. I'm not sure if kids out there remember.
Well, scat is coyote poop.
And everybody scats.
Everybody scats. But coyotes will scat where they want to mark territory.
Oh.
And it had left scat just down the trail past my cabin, right on the trail. And I realized at that moment that when the coyote was barking, it was barking for me.
Oh.
It knew I was there
uh-huh.
in this cabin. And the cabin was my territory. So it was letting me know, I'm going by your territory.
Oh, like the way we let the bears know if we're coming through the berry patch in the summer, we make noise and sing. So it's like, hello, it's just me. It's just me.
Yeah.
Don't worry. And I'm just moving through and I'm not going to hurt you.
That's right. And then further down the trail, it left the scat to show me, you know, this is where my territory begins.
Oh.
You know, I was here and this is how we mark our territory.
Oh, that is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he or she gave you your space and also showed you what theirs was.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a learning experience for me. And an honor, too, mm-hmm. to be in relationship with a coyote, of all things.
Your neighbor.
Because usually people are a little bit afraid of coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can, you know, attack our pets and... They rarely hurt people. Mm-hmm. They usually stay away from people.
Right.
But to know the coyote knew about me, it was pretty cool.
Right. And that was at night, you said, it came by?
It was around 10 o'clock at night, because I had just turned out the lights to go to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder if it was waiting for the light to go off even. Maybe even the light sort of scares them off a little bit. And mm-hmm. then he said, okay, the light's off, I can go by.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. And are they primarily out at night, coyotes?
Well, yeah. Well,
because I've seen them both times and I've wondered, do they have a preference or are they just like other dogs? They just sleep when they want and wake up when they want.
Yeah, I've heard them in like 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, doing their yipping and yapping and howling.
Ah.
So I think they're opportunistic. Do you know what that means?
Ooh, that's a good word. Opportunistic. What's that about?
They go for opportunity. So if there's something to eat, doesn't matter what time of day, mm-hmm. if they smell it, they take opportunities when they're available.
Oh, like some of us may have dogs in our family. And I've met some opportunist dogs.
Right.
Steal things right off the counter.
Right.
The second your back is turned.
Right. Exactly.
Right. They might have been sleeping a moment ago. And
right. And they have such strong senses of smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they smell something, they're going to go for it.
Right.
Day or night.
Right. Right. But coyotes are kind of a very different, well, they know that they're different from dogs usually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, what else might we see out there?
Well, we talked about the rabbits and the snowshoe hares. We talked about the owls. Sometimes people see foxes in the wintertime.
Mm. What are they up to?
I'm not sure, really, because foxes are sly. And they don't really care to be seen by people. They're very good at hiding and camouflaging. But they do eat mice and small animals.
Oh.
So they're out there.
They're busy because...
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to eat small animals, you know, pretty much every day or something to stay alive.
That's right. Yep. And they don't hibernate.
They don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they stay warm somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think they, like, curl up in, like, what would you call it? A lair.
Yep. In fact, we're going to have a story next week that involves a sly fox. So that's interesting you brought up the sly foxes.
Oh.
They are around. They got a lot of my chickens this summer, sadly
oh,
to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I'm struggling with my fox-neighbor relationship.
It can be hard because they're hungry. They eat small animals.
Mm-hmm.
They're sly.
They are.
And they sneak in.
Yeah.
They're sneaky.
They are.
Mm.
But they have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, animal natures are very different from ours,
mm-hmm.
but similar in some ways. They have, you know, these mammals we're talking about have to stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas foxes have big bushy tails.
Ah.
And I was just thinking, you know, I've seen pictures of them curled up with the tail wrapped right around their face to keep their face warm.
Yeah, like a fox stole, right? Like
just
totally, yeah. Oh, that would feel so snuggly.
Right.
So soft.
Right.
Oh. No wonder they like to snuggle up with themselves. Yeah. Oh, and then we have one more shout out to bears coming up.
Oh, yes, because bears are easy to forget about in the winter because they're hibernating. Mm-hmm. Do you know when the bears wake up?
When?
Yeah, it depends on the weather. But sometimes in the spring, you know, as soon as sort of the ice melts, then, you know, and they feel the warmth and they're able to walk around easily, you know, because they have those pads and, you know, they need some traction. So they kind of wait till the ice melts away before they come out.
Ah.
So March or April, they start waking up.
Anytime now.
They're very hungry.
And yes.
And I've had them come around in April very close looking for food for my compost or whatever they can. We have to be careful this time of year in certain places in Vermont. Keep things closed up and food. We don't want them to be able to smell food when they wake up.
Right.
So they stay in their territory.
Right, and they're just so they know where your yard is. Well, this next song is about polar bears who don't live around here, but it's just what you were talking about, walking on the crunchy snow with their big pads. Let's go to the Arctic for a moment with the polar bears.
Sniffing, you are the king of smell. If you find a seal, won't that taste swell? Crunch, crunch,
slide,
splash, stomp, stomp, crunch, crunch,
slide,
splash, stomp, stomp, crunch, crunch,
slide,
splash, stomp, stomp, moving across the frozen tundra. Mama's in a snow cave with her newborn cubs. They'll stay there safe for 3 or 4 months. She used her sharp claws to dig the cozy den, keeping them safe from the cold and wind. Crunch, crunch,
slide,
splash, stomp, stomp, crunch, crunch,
slide,
splash, stomp, stomp, crunch, crunch,
slide.
Stomp, stomp, moving across the frozen tundra.
Polar bear.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the end of the show here with Sherry. Hello, Sherry. This has been so much fun walking in the woods with you. There's so much to see in the wintertime.
Well, thank you for letting me share.
Yeah. Oh, whoops. Here we go. Try that again. There we go. Sorry about that.
Thank you for letting me share.
Yeah.
What I see in the forest. It's an honor to be able to share that with people. And I hope that our listeners also can get out, even if you live in the town or the city, you can still see birds, and you know, you can go for walks, and even rabbits hang out around town, you know,
in the winter.
If you go walking in a park, maybe you'll see some rabbit tracks in the snow. And you can think about them, or you can listen for the crows or owls at night. Go out in your yard, and sometimes, especially this time of year, they're making a lot of noise. The owls are.
Why?
Well, because their babies are going to be born soon. Their babies are born the earliest of any other bird in the forest.
Wow.
Like around March, even before the snow melts.
Here
the owls are born.
Here in Vermont in March, baby owls are hatching. Wow. And so they make the mamas and daddies make lots of noise?
Yeah. So see if you can hear them.
Oh.
They're very active this time of year. They're getting ready.
They're busy.
They're fattening up because they give their whatever they catch at night, like mice. They eat mice at night to their babies once they're born.
They're going to be very busy here in a few weeks.
That's right.
So right about the time that the maple sap starts to run. Wow. The baby owls.
Yep. And of course, we didn't mention the deer.
Oh, the deer.
But the deer are always there, too.
Yeah.
And I hope people can just get outside, you know, as often as possible and breathe in the fresh air and see what they can see and hear.
Right. Mm-hmm. And soak up that vitamin D, that sunshine, and stay off the ice because it is warming up out there.
Oh, right. It can be dangerous.
Don't walk out on the ice. The animals are a lot lighter than us, most of them. but we can follow the tracks, you know, in the woods and things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to look around my yard. Thank you, Sherry, for alerting my senses.
You're welcome, Amy.
This has been so fantastic. Folks, all of you out there, you know that you're the greatest. Now go out there and share your greatness with the wild creatures, because they're a little bored and lonely this time of year, I imagine, just like us. So we can go hang together and enjoy the last months of winter. Well, thank you, Sherry. We'll have to have you back again.
You're welcome.
You're the greatest.
Bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
The sky.